Well, as we continue on with our spotlight on LaGrange, we've got with us LaGrange Township Fire Chief Jim Rader joining us. Thanks for stopping in. I appreciate
it. Thank you for
having
me.
So what's the responsibilities for a fire chief in a township?
Well, we also cover the township and the village. So I have anywhere from fire inspections to emergency coordination, emergency planning, evacuation stuff. There's several things that it includes.
What kind of a crew, staff, what makes up the fire department?
We're made up, we have 24 volunteer firemen that we get paid per call, so it's not a true volunteer, but they were considered volunteer because we're not in station. So we have 24 there. We also cover EMS for LaGrange Village and Township, and we also have 17 other guys that cover that. We do have two people for the EMS on staff and in the station between 8 a.m. and midnight, and then we always have two people scheduled to be on call to be available between midnight and 8 in the morning.
Okay. I was trying to know how does that work, because I was thinking, it's an empty building and someone gets a call and then all these other people from disparate areas come together, but you do have sort of someone there manning it and then other people who, you say, on call. So
right. The people that are manning it, they're there just for the ambulance. If we have a fire call, then we get notified by pagers via radio and we stop what we're doing and show up.
How does one become a volunteer firefighter?
Put in an application and have lots of spare time for training. We require 120 hours of training just to become a fireman. And then we also have required to do 18 hours a year of continuing education to renew keep our cards accurate.
Where is this training that you talk about being done? And is it done right here in LaGrange area, or is there places people go to get that kind of training?
We have a County Chiefs Association that has an academy, basically, or a school, and so through all the county departments we get together, because you need about 15 guys to make a class worth doing wild. So we'll take and get different departments get together, say, hey, I have three guys that need trained, vice versa, and from there we'll schedule some time, and then Chief Kern of Oberlin Fire Department kind of heads it up and arranges all the instructors, and we do it usually it's two nights a week for 4 hours and then 8 hours on Saturday. And just start, and when you get down to 120 hours.
Why do they do it? What do you see in them or hear about what they talk about?
Some people are adrenaline junkies, to be honest with you. There is a rush. People love to serve the community still. They're getting fewer to find, but there are still people that like to serve the community because it is a service to the community. You meet a lot of nice people. You meet them when they're at their worst, and you want to be at your best for them. So we have time like that.
You talk about per call earlier. How many calls do you typically get?
On the fire side, we have about 100 to 120 a year, which encompasses fires, motor vehicle accidents, CO alarms going off, fire alarms going off, things like that. And EMS, which is all medical runs, we get close to 500 a year out of EMS.
In a township, do you depend more on tanker trucks for your water?
Yep. We have a water shuttle system. We have automatic mutual aid. If we have a structure fire anywhere in the township, either Carlisle or Wellington will automatically send us a tanker with water, 3,500 gallons of water on top of our 3,500-gallon tanker. And if we get there and we see that's an actual working structure fire, then all of our neighbors we call in. We were just went over to Columbia for that greenhouse fire Saturday night. So we were over there helping them, and it goes back and forth.
Most times with the fire department, through its long history, there's stories of heroism or tragedy or like that. Anything date back in the history of LaGrange that you can think of that is always kind of a important moment to the fire department?
One of the fires we always talk about is Walker's Market up on the square where the village parking lot is now. It used to be a market, two-story building that they spent all night trying to put out, but they were able to save the structures right next door. Other than that, barn fires, there's always big barn fires in the area because of the farms that we've had.
Suppose in that occupation, you kind of have more of a sense, you can drive by somewhere thinking, that looks like a pretty bad fire hazard or something over here is a potential to... keep an eye on something.
My wife
like that.
Loves when we go places because she knows exactly what I'm thinking. Being an inspector, I'll say that's wrong or that's right, or you know, I've been in there, stuff like that, things to look for. And even as firemen, it's just a habit when you walk into a strange place, you look for the exits.
You kind of walk in to figure out, well, couldn't you just turn around and think, oh, I just came in, this is probably the way out.
But you know, two ways out at least. Okay. Like we train, you know, like even when we start with the kids at Safety Town and preschool kids, you know, you always know two ways out.
Well, you talk about that, I guess, getting families involved. And we think about, I was talking yesterday with Craig about some times emergency rooms get a lot of visits during holidays, and a lot of them are related sometimes to fire, Christmas related thing, over too much electrical, things like this. And of course you get into the winter months with snow and frozen water, and you know, it doesn't work as well. What do you look for in winter time to remind people about, you know, good safety time at this time of year?
The biggest thing is, if you do have a hydrant, make sure it's not covered with snow. That's one of my big things. You know, the streets plow the snow and it builds up. Well, the hydrants are always close to the street, so we always stick something out there. Hey, you know, dig out your hydrant for us, because we can't remember where they all are, obviously. You know, we know the streets where they are, but, you know, to spend time digging in the snow to find one, it makes it difficult.
You talked about helping your community as a firefighter, but the community helps you in passing levies.
Correct.
Time to time, and I guess they just did one recently?
Yes, we just renewed our levy. It wasn't an increase or anything. It was continue on with our 2.5 mil. We really appreciate the fact that, you know, they supported us very strongly. We never want to take that for granted. We always appreciate the community supporting us so we can continue to serve them at the level that we have right now.
And right before we went on, you mentioned a fundraiser and activity you're involved in. Let's talk about that.
We have a Firefighters Association, and once a year we do a fundraiser of a country music show. Bring in a country artist. We have two shows over it. We were trying to decide what to call the building, because it was a Keystone High School, then the middle school, and now it's the elementary school. So we just said 301 Liberty Street School is where we'll be in the gymnasium. This year we're having Colin Ray come in. You know, do two shows for us, one at 6 and one at 8:30 p.m. Tickets are $18. And that's our main fundraiser. We don't like to go constantly hitting the public up for more money. So we just try to do one a year. We're always well supported, and we appreciate that.
Very affordable. Colin Ray?
For Colin Ray.
That's it. We try to make it affordable. We try to make it a family atmosphere, and just have a good time. We have a lot of people. This is our 21st year of doing shows. So we have people call us. They don't even care who the show artist is. They just want to come, because we always have some type of good artist. Last year we had the Bellamy Brothers. That was our first repeat person, you know, or group. We've always had new, but that was the first time we brought them back for a second.
We missed the Bellamy bro. Yeah. We were talking about
them. Yes, because they had a new album out, I believe, or they had some kind of a package of, you know, their anthology of their music.
Yeah, they were having their troubles with their cows down in Florida while they were up here. The cows had gotten out, so it was kind of hilarious, you know. To sit down and talk to them. They're worried about their cows down in Florida getting them back in.
In this area, maybe we can relate to some of that, those experiences as well, which makes it fun. But it sounds like it's going to get – and when is that coming up again?
It'll actually be March 29th as a show. We won't start selling tickets till January 13th, so we haven't even got a phone line in yet, because the phone company, every year we get a different phone number.
Okay.
And we only keep them for the show.
We
have two for the show.
Well.
We'll put something in the local papers to advertise that it's coming out.
Sounds good.
And also, I believe your sister radio station always supports us,
K96.
Mm-hmm.
As well.
Yeah,
sure, the country station as well.
So.
Well, Fire Chief, thanks for stopping in.
Well, thank you for having me.
The LaGrange Township Fire Chief joining us this morning as we spotlight LaGrange. And